There's nothing that does not grow light through habit and familiarity. Putting up with little cares, I'll train myself to bear with great adversity. Welcome to Mindfulness Man. That was a quote from Shantideva. It highlights one of the benefits of mindfulness, which is being able to stand in situations of discomfort, to be able to wait in discomfort and not be moved by it, to be able to feel discomfort, to investigate it, to dissect it into easily manageable, smaller sensations. Is pain, discomfort, anxiety really the solid, immovable block of something that we perceive it to be? Or is it tiny occurrences apparently joined together, constantly changing? Look and see. Next time you experience any kind of discomfort, and there's nothing to believe here, try it. This path is experiential. Here is an example. Today I was filling my car with fuel, and an icy wind was whipping at the skin on my exposed hands. It felt painful, and I wanted to get away from it. I noticed the thought in my mind, I'll just put £10 in, and then I'll fill up in a couple of days when it isn't so bitterly cold. And then I thought to myself, no, I won't avoid this. It's easily bearable. Here's an opportunity to feel discomfort, to get with it, to pick it apart, to reveal it for what it is. And I felt the biting sting, and I just dove into the sensations. I went into the pain. It wasn't extreme pain, but it was enough for me to want it to end. I really went deeply in, feeling the biting, the tingling, the whipping. I thought to myself, is this actually pain? What is pain? Could it just be sensations that we register in a negative light? I was completely accepting, and it stopped being pain. It just became sensation. The moment I stopped running and I accepted it, it stopped being what I would call pain. The icy wind stinging my skin was fine. It changed from pain to sensation that I was now interested in. I was hunting down these sensations. I also noticed that my shoulders were hunched up to my ears in an effort to try and keep warm and to avoid any discomfort. So I dropped them and I let the cold sink in. I let the freezing wind blow into my exposed neck. I really accepted it, and it was totally fine. I was just as relaxed as I would be on a warm summer's day. Relaxing into it, I opened, I accepted, I greeted it. I was fine with it. There wasn't a problem other than the one I had been subconsciously making. Isn't there something so cowardly in us that shirks from the tiniest discomfort? We really need to start seeing these moments as opportunities to bear with discomfort and to strengthen ourselves mentally and spiritually. If we can learn to stop running from discomfort, we'll be that one in 1,000 person, in 10,000 people, a rare and valuable gem, one of the very, very few who become totally at ease in uncomfortable situations. And if you can master this, you are mastering a great secret to life. You can take yourself to places where others never dare. This could be the top of a mountain, a tense boardroom situation, or deep into your own experience of anxiety, and learn to bear with that and still be free. When these situations arise, instead of running, instead of you agreeing to be something you don't want to be just to get out of an uncomfortable situation, you can authentically sit in that discomfort, knowing that the power in you is far greater than that which you are facing. That bullying boss, or even the bullying self inside of you, will be disempowered. The tables will turn. You can be silent and just feel. Instead of feeling like you need to answer, you can just bear with it. You can sit in awkward silence. What or who is trying to hold you down will find the silence awkward too. But you will have a new superpower, the ability to stick in there. You will now have the upper hand, not from battling as a defensive measure, but by knowing that what you are, what you truly are, cannot be hurt. You will be stepping away from the battlefield and watching from the sideline, watching the battle wear itself out, because nothing and no one can attack relentlessly, eternally. All situations are impermanent. From this vantage point, you are free to make decisions based upon your values, not based on fear. Very few people can sit in this mighty throne and not change who they are, where they want to go, or who they want to be. So feel that. Feel that power you have for change. I just want to take a moment to thank Camille for a very generous donation to my Patreon account. It feels so rewarding to know that my work is being so well received by you that you think it's worth supporting. It really lights up my heart, and I bow in deep gratitude to you, Camille. You're helping me to pay for this, to spread this light. Take care, guys. Have a wonderful week.